Welcome to a new episode of Hacks and Hobbies with your host, Junaid Ahmed.
In the last episode was a live, one-of-a-kind episode recorded on the road as I rode my bike in after about 8 months. It was a great experience. I got to ride again that week for 4th of July and managed to pull through about 25 miles. I did record some sessions and I wanted to put them in this episode, but I'm going to just go directly into Back to Bees. So I've been feeding my honeybees sugar water, so to promote comb drawing or honeycomb drawing, so they can draw out more honeycomb and make room to collect more honey or more nectar, or for the queen bee to lay more eggs. And I've noticed that the population is somewhere around 60 to 70,000 bees. And they're consuming easily a gallon every 3 days. Now, I haven't been giving them a gallon every 3-4 days. I've been spreading it out to, say, about 7 days and 8 days. The last time I gave them a gallon of sugar water was last Tuesday, and I plan on refilling that sugar water later today. I'm sure those jars are quite empty. I do want to add in a spacer of about 3 inches, so then I can put in maybe 2 gallons of honey, sorry, 2 gallons of sugar water, which would enable them to last through an entire week. Now, they are flying out and going out and coming back, and I've been noticing them bearding. And this past few days have been quite rainy, so I'm not sure what's going on in there. Now, I want to also make sure that they're not ready to get out of here. We did find in the last inspection that there was a queen bee pupating in a queen cell. We removed that queen cell from the hive. Now, it is quite hot today, somewhere around 90, 82 degrees, 82 to 90. Because of the humidity, it feels quite warmer. I plan to go in there, do a quick swap of the sugar bottles and be out of there in no time. I do have extra bottles, so I think that would be better to I'm just thinking to myself how best to take the sugar water to them instead of bringing the bottles in the house and then taking them back out. I'll figure something out. Anyways, that's what's been going on. The weather's been quite wet, so I haven't had a chance to go look at the bees. But overall, I think they're doing pretty good. Now, Saskatraz might be a totally different story. They are a smaller hive, although they although they have 2 boxes. I'm speculating maybe 9 frames are fully drawn out. So Saskatraz and Alexandria Hives are doing pretty good. We'll check in next week to see how they consumed the materials. Till the next episode, thanks for listening.